biggest takeaway from the spring sitting as it wrapped up yesterday with the along with the budget getting rolled out? What's the biggest takeaway for the UConn party?
Well, we started the sitting by saying that we hope to see some sort of new vision from the new premier, some new ideas or a new direction. Unfortunately, we haven't seen that. It's just been more of the same. From our perspective, it seems that the majority of the new policy announcements that have come from the Liberal government are all policies that have been pushed on them by the NDP. In terms of sort of the bigger themes of the sitting, we continue to hear from Yukon businesses that the Yukon government has become an obstacle to doing business rather than actually helping make Yukon a good place to do business. We also continue to hear that thousands of Yukoners still don't have access to a family doctor, and we think that's been made worse by the government's treatment of doctors that we learned about throughout the sitting. They're imposing red tape on them that forces them to spend way too much time filling out paperwork and not enough time seeing patients. And of course, we learned that many doctors simply are not being paid by the government on time, which is incredibly terrible. And that's really hurting our ability to recruit new doctors to the Yukon and address the massive shortage that we're seeing. And then finally, one of our biggest concerns coming out of the sitting is the state of our electrical grid. The Liberal strategy has clearly been failing. Almost all the projects that they have banked on are delayed or over budget, and that means that we are significantly increasing our reliance on rented diesel generators for power. We don't think that's the right approach. We think that's going to really hurt Yukoners and their power bills.
All right. Well, it's a good thing you mentioned power, because that was actually my next question. What are some solutions that the Yukon Party could bring to the table and possibly solve or aid the issues with power outages going on in Whitehorse and around the territory?
Yeah, well, we've seen the results of the Liberal energy strategy with the outages that occurred throughout December this winter. Quite frankly, the decision that the government has made to rely strictly on renting diesel generators is to us the biggest concern. We totally think that it's time to have a conversation about the construction of a new permanent power plant. The idea that we can continue to rent diesels for the foreseeable future, we learned throughout the sitting that we'll be needing these generators for at least the next 10 or 15 years. We think there's a strong case to build a power plant as opposed to continue renting diesels. So we want to see them take that action, but more concerning to us is just the overall energy strategy that the Liberals have taken. We think it's driven more by ideology than it is by practicality, and we think that that's really going to hurt Yukoners down the road in our power bills.
And on the Yukon party side of the aisle, what were you happy with what your party accomplished this spring in the sitting?
Well, one of the things that we pushed for was that this year is the 125th birthday of the Yukon Territory. And so my colleague Geraldine Van Bibber put forward a motion encouraging the government to create a fund or a system to help Yukoners celebrate that. The government did actually, to their credit, respond to that, and they did create something following Geraldine's suggestion. So we were pretty proud of that, and we were appreciative of the government actually listening to our suggestion to create that fund. So that'll allow groups and communities across the territory to hold events or upgrade some of their signage or infrastructure to celebrate Yukon's birthday on this, the 125th anniversary of the creation of the Yukon Territory. So we were proud of that.
And as we go into the warmer months, what is the Yukon's party to-do list? What are you guys looking to do this summer and accomplish?
Yeah, well, of course, when the summer rolls around for the opposition, it becomes time for us to reconnect with our constituents. And so for our rural MLAs, they go back to their communities, whether it's in Haines Junction or Teslin or Watson Lake, and of course, engage with their communities to get feedback for what sort of issues are important to Yukoners. For myself, as the leader, I'll spend a lot of time traveling around the Yukon and reconnecting with people, attending events, and listening to the concerns of Yukoners so that we can bring them forward and raise them either in the legislature or outside to do our best to represent Yukoners.
And has collaboration improved with the new Premier Ranch Pillay taking over for Sandy Silver, who's now the finance minister? Has collaboration improved?
Well, I think that the Premier Pillay is certainly more engaged than Sandy Silver was. I think that it was sort of a well-known fact to everyone that Sandy Silver has one foot out the door. And so, I think that Premier Pillay has been a little bit more engaged. That being said, the challenge we've always had with Premier Pillay is that there's a lot of talk and not a lot of action. So we find that it's important for us as opposition to continue to push them and press them to actually act on their commitments, because it's really easy to make the commitments and make the promises, but it's a lot harder to deliver on them, and that's something we've found with this premier.
And the drug abuse crisis, the emergency actually in the territory, Play touched on it in the media scrum yesterday. I'm curious on your thoughts on it and how the Yukon's handling it, the Yukon government's handling it, and is there anything else that might be worth bringing up in the fall?
Absolutely. I mean, it continues to be a huge issue facing this territory. The opioid deaths that we've seen over the last weeks and months have been tragic and sad, and so many families are being affected. And like I said before, I think that the government has been very quick to declare a substance use emergency and make promises for action. But what I think Yukoners want to see is actual, tangible changes and action being taken. For instance, since they declared a substance use emergency, we haven't seen a single new treatment bed made available in the Yukon. And we think that's not the right course of action. We think that we need to see more treatment options. We need to see more and better enforcement with support to the RCMP. And we need to make sure that the supports and programs are in place to allow people to break the cycle of addiction and seek the treatment that they need. And unfortunately, we haven't seen any increase in treatment options for Yukoners. So that's something that we really want to push the government on, both throughout the summer and into the fall, to do a better job of addressing this crisis.
And is there anything else in the 2023 spring budget that you'd like to touch on, or just overall before we wrap it up?
Well, the final piece that I'd say, I just give credit to my colleague Yvonne Clark for raising the issue of the disastrous handling of the green streets in Whistle Bend. I think that the challenges that her constituents in Whistle Bend have been facing there with the green streets has been really problematic for those homeowners, and Yvonne has done a great job at pushing the government to respond to that. And we've actually seen a little bit of possible, at least, a change coming from the government. So we hope that they respond to that. I think that comes largely from the efforts of Yvonne to advocate for her constituents in the legislature.